Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dum Dums and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts: Dum Dums and Dragons, Blood and Syrup, The Mythos Mysteries, Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, and Curse Code and Crown, as well as 3 event podcasts with miniseries releases scheduled at random intervals: Dumb Scum and Villainy, One Shots, and the bad movie review show, Garbage Town the Movie Podcast. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please join the Dum Dums and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumdumdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dum Dums and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dum Dums and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back, initiates, to the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imaginings. I am H.P. Helmfirth, your host on this journey into darkness. The Mystery Puncher's adventures have become gruesomely complicated. Adrian drove the gang to the mayor's house and was surprisingly stealthy in his armor. Red got Adrian back on side but lost control of Richter, and Richter found the mayor exploded with a message written on his wall from a mysterious benefactor. So venture forth with us, dear friends, into the mythos.
Mystery Punchers, you are staring at the flayed body of Montgomery Greaves, splayed across the wall. A haunting message written in his blood and viscera, telling you, Red, that this is a gift for you, and that there are gifts yet to be discovered for Richter and Adrian. I need all of you to please roll me a sanity check, because this is some gruesome shit.
So we want to roll under sanity?
That is correct.
Oh, no.
It's a fail for me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Addie's fine. I rolled a 12. Addie's completely fine.
His inside jam is outside. It's fine. He knows what's
going on. Mm-hmm. That's a hard success.
I'm going to spend luck to survive this, because my sanity is dangerously low. I rolled a 16 and I was over.
Wow.
Oh, buddy.
I'm going to spend 11 luck to get me down.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So Adrian and Richter.
Oh, yeah, because you can only cut sanity loss in half, and it costs you 2 luck per lost point. That's wild.
Yeah, so you dudes will lose 1 point of sanity. Claire, you're going to lose 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the precipice of madness.
Hang in there, buddy.
Aren't we all? Hashtag 2021.
Claire, how sane is Red? I'm just curious.
I am 25 sane.
I love that Addie is the most sane member of this party.
It makes perfect sense to me.
100%. I think universally for the whole game in this world of madness.
I started with 50 sanity and this and 10 mythos knowledge. And I'm now at 51 mythos knowledge and 6 sanity. Like it is perfectly incrementally like shifted. And I feel like that's exactly what the game is designed to do.
Yeah.
Like the more forbidden knowledge you gain, right?
Oh man.
And Addie's gained none.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It makes perfect sense.
The more mythos mysteries you encounter, the more mythos skill points will be added to your percentage totals. Well, your sanity rolls will decrease appropriately. I've tried to do that with contacts in a few times, where I try and push the glasses up the bridge of my nose like I'm Otacon in Metal Gear, and it's real dumb when you're trying to do, like, not doing it facetiously, but like not doing it facetiously that you don't have glasses, trying to do it like for real with the prop, and then realizing there was no prop, because then you're just a double asshole anyway. Story of my life.
Tom McGee, double asshole.
But speaking of assholes, the one that you came to beat up is real fucked up and real dead. The room smells of human waste and of gore and viscera. He did not die quickly.
Richter in the doorway, because I'm the one who opened it.
Yep.
Will turn around. He'll step into the room and turn around and say, are you coming in or not? This place is still being patrolled.
Oh, no. I think we should leave right now.
I would like to quickly investigate. I want to make sure the mayor did not do this on purpose.
Okay. And Addie will just like usher Red in and just close the door behind them. So they're all in the spooky room.
I hope that when there are 20 robed enemies outside that door, you're all comfortable with jumping out the window then.
Addie just aims the narwhal at the door and is like, okay.
I do not know what becomes of one's physical form when communing this. The likes of Croatoan. I just want to make sure that this is not part of some greater design that would be adverse to our ends.
So, like, if Lord Pee-Pee did it?
Yeah, if Lord Pee-Pee did this, and in shedding his physical form, the mayor has become some sort of all-powerful phantasm. Just want to check that one off the list.
Yeah, let's make sure the mayor didn't pee-pee himself.
Also, there's only one person who would call me by my given name.
That is a good point, yes.
Who?
Does anyone recognize the hand that this message has been written in? Obviously a little difficult because it is written in blood and viscera, but...
Check Benny's hand. Is it dirty?
My hand goes to the pocket to feel for Benny's hand.
Yeah, you find it. It is not dirty.
Dry as a bone, Addy.
Maybe he did it with his other hand.
Well, I don't have that one, so it, I cannot say for certain.
Richter, this has Sally written all over it.
Yes, I would be inclined to agree. Yes.
But I don't know how.
If I'm looking around this room, is there any conclusion I can draw to help suss out why this happened?
That sounds like something you should roll some dice for there, good sir. What are you trying to ascertain? Are you just trying to get a sense of the scene? Are you trying to figure out if it's...
Basically,
I'm asking, like, is it... Do you think it's like a spot hidden, or is it a mythos or a cult?
I think mythos or a cult, because and I'm not trying to like cheese this. Like my spot hidden is it's a good stat too.
Sure. Yeah, no, I understand.
But I'm looking for signs of a ritual here.
Cool. Yeah. Love that. Okay. So in that case, I think probably a cult rather than mythos.
Okay.
Just because like, I think mythos would be like, I want to determine if the ritual is related to the mythos. A cult for just like,
just did someone light some candles and say, I'm going to blow up because that's what I want to do. Just kind of trying to figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's a really good roll. That is just shy of an extreme success. That's a hard success.
Okay, awesome. You quickly scan around the room. I think despite the kind of penchant for violence that Red and Adrian have, Adrian's nonplussed because of just the way he thinks about the world. But I feel like Richter is weirdly kind of the most clinical of the group. So was it Tom Savini? I think the,
special effects.
Was it, grand. I think it was Savini. Yeah. When he was, he got into special effects because when he was a war photographer in Vietnam, the only way he stayed sane was by like when he was photographing horrific was, like,
working
shit
through it. Yeah.
Just going like, okay, how would you recreate this artificially, and it led him to like being able to make incredible gore. And I feel like Richter has a bit of that, where it's like you're observing this like tremendously horrific thing, but to you it's like, okay, but how did the skin split? Was it is there a reason to this in a way that perhaps there isn't for the other two? And to your kind of unpleasant surprise, there are no signs of ritual here at all. There seem to be there's not candles, nothing's drawn on the floor, nothing's drawn on the walls. It's you can see without having to roll a proper investigation, the room has been disturbed somewhat, not a lot, but a little bit. The window is open, there are no discernible signs of ritual.
Okay. Team, it would appear that this was done to the mayor, not by the mayor. So I do believe the message on the wall is meant that his being removed from the physical plane was a favor to us, to you, Tracy. You've been named. Excuse me, Tracy. Red.
Thank you. Pardon me.
I just saw it on the wall and couldn't help myself.
Where did you see Sally was written?
No, it's just...
Because you said Sally was written all over this place, and I can't see it.
No, go ahead. You can probably explain this better than I can.
I don't think that's true. think of it, Addy, as there is evidence here suggesting that this is Sally's doing. Thus, it has her name written all over it.
Sally is a little girl.
Yes, but...
She was.
In my dreamscape, she was a powerful little girl.
That's right. Okay. Who's Tracy?
Should I answer that one, Red? Or should we see what has happened to our respective homes?
Tracy... Addy is who I used to be, but you don't need to worry about that now.
Okay.
Now, Richter...
Do we jump out the window now?
Not quite yet, although that's a good instinct. Richter, why would something... So he wasn't trying to summon it, but perhaps it was, this is what happens when a creature like that takes over somebody's body. I don't know. Actually, I think Adrian's right. I think we should probably leave.
You hear some sounds of alarm from the park outside, like the sort of gated in thing. You just hear kind of like an echoing shout of like, "Oh my God, where did his arms go? Oh God, no, not my dear friend." Oh man, I don't have the list in front of me. Shit. Not my dear, sweet friend. He's an NPC that we all love.
Old Nicholas Timothy.
Nicholas Timothy! Oh God, he has a small child. Oh God. And immediately you hear like a variety of shouts and sort of the sounds of commotion.
Can we go to the window and see anything?
Sure, yep. Go ahead and roll a spot hidden, please.
Addy's going to stay with the narwhal. Night. Aimed at the door. He's
got. Yeah, you can hear commotion downstairs for real.
Yeah, like I'm not jumping out the window. That was, yeah.
I failed. I rolled 92. I failed. Ooh.
Okay. So yeah. Looking out into the darkness, you can see. There seem to be sort of like flashlights, like a lot of torchlight as people are kind of like moving rapidly around. Richter, as you put your hands against the sill, something squishes. And as you look down, there's a fine sort of viscous substance lining the windowsill.
Not of the mayor?
Not of the mayor, no.
If I bring it up in my fingers and rub it between my fingers to get a better sense of it and smell or anything like that, mm-hmm. or look at it close up, what kind of sensations do I get?
Give me that mythos, buddy.
Mythos? Okay. Oh, just outside of a success. I don't want to spend the luck on it. I'm really short on luck, so that's a fail.
Okay. It's unfamiliar to you. You can't quite place it, but it is... Just from like non kind of mystical observance, kind of oily, but not blood. Like it's kind of a dark, clear, almost like mucus.
Okay.
All right, we need to leave because I don't feel like shooting my way through 15 cult members. But I don't want to.
Sound of footsteps coming up the stairs with people shouting, "Mr. Greaves, Mr. Greaves, you all right in there? It's me, Jimmy Slaughter, head of security."
This is the mayor's bedroom.
Yep.
Does he have a large, lavish bed
that
three adults could hide under?
Oh my God.
I think Addy's just going to take a step back from the door. So if it opens, he doesn't get hit with it and just ready both barrels. So if it opens, storm a lead.
I'm going to stand on the side of the door to grab the first person who comes in to put a gun to their head. To try to get our way out.
So Richter, you dive under the bed as the door bursts yeah. open. Red, you in a, it's like just a like I think a classic like this is a maneuver you guys have done before, and honestly, it's kind of nice. It's been a while since you've been able to actually work this way as a team when it hasn't been like I don't know fucking Teddy Roosevelt made of stuffing. So Red, go ahead and roll me a I think probably a fighting brawl. And Ryan, go ahead with your firearms, please.
I'm going to spend 5 luck to get a success on that.
Cool. That is a wise decision.
Cool. I got a hard success on my shotgun roll.
Okay, amazing. So the door flies open. As it does, you see like one of the guys in... I think we described the people outside as cops and the guys inside as cultists. Is that correct?
Yeah, they were yes. Roby in here.
Yeah. So guy bursts in a robe, but clearly like wearing a suit under the robe. The robe seems to be kind of worn to some extent. Like you imagine there's a pretty big eye roll when he put it on. It's clearly something he kind of hates, but this is like a rough looking, I'm thinking, oh, he played Punisher in Punisher Warzone.
Ray Stevenson?
Ray Stevenson, thank you. I was going to say Ray Porter. I'm like, that's a different guy. So like a Ray Stevenson type. He's got a 38 in his hand. So like a small pistol. And just like hands like fucking hammers. and hairy knuckles. It's really the first thing you notice is he bursts through. Red, you just grab him immediately using his momentum to like swing him around. You put a gun to his head. The unfortunate fellow behind him catches it with both barrels from the narwhal. Ryan, go ahead and roll your damage there, pal.
That's 17 damage total.
17. All right, I got to roll to see if he can mitigate any of that.
Wow.
Oh, no, he certainly cannot. I rolled a 92. The next guy in just goes, boss? You blow a hole in his chest, and he stumbles back. You can hear kind of people falling away and immediately, like, yells for help. Just classic, like, the mayor's in trouble, come on! Outside, flashlights start kind of like closing in on the windowsill. Red, you've got Jimmy Slaughter with a gun to his head. What do you do?
I'm just going to... Was this the head of security, like the mobster guy? Yes.
Yep.
Mr. Slaughter, you remember me?
Oh. Yeah, I know you. Remember Donnie telling me about you. Thought you were dead.
Mm-hmm. I've almost died many times, and yet here I stand. So I would appreciate if you don't give me too much grief, because I have no problem putting a bullet through your head, and frankly, I have dreamed of doing such for a very long time. Now, myself and my friends are going to walk out of here before any of us become like your mayor right there.
Just to clarify, Claire, this isn't this isn't the chief of police. This is just like another mobster you know. We haven't technically met this guy yet, but you would know him from.
Okay, then I'll stand.
Well, all your lines stand. This is a guy you would have known from like back in Boston, probably. Like he's a mid-level mob dude.
Right.
But just as a heads up, in case you're thinking like I can end a plot point very easily, that plot point's still out there and he's spooky. Jimmy Slaughter looks over his shoulder at the mayor and he just says, "You fucking animals, you did this to him?"
"No, your god did this to him. Whatever the hell you're worshiping in here. I don't think human hands could even do something like that."
Can you roll a fast talk, Claire?
Yes, I can.
Addie's just like reloading and watching the door and classic Addie behaviors.
Yeah,
he's curious why Grandpa Richard went to sleep because he doesn't feel like this is a good nap time. But you know, Grandpa's gonna do what Grandpa's gonna do.
You gave me a shotgun for this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a barrel poking out from like the skirt of the bed, just lifting up the skirt a little bit as a barrel of a rifle points out from the bottom of the bed.
That's a hard success.
Spooky sleep.
Great. Jimmy just kind of mutters under his breath. He's like, "Those fucking idiots. Look, lady, I'm going to level with you. This dark god bullshit, I knew this was going to happen. I knew something bad like this was going to happen. Listen, you and I, we're the same. We're cut from the same cloth. You know, we skirt the law. We run from the cops. We live for ourselves, right? And yeah, sure, I work for a guy who wants to kill you, and you kind of want to kill me, and admittedly, I kind of want to kill you. But all this cult shit, I didn't fucking sign up for this. Do you?"
"Does it look like something I'd be dumb enough to sign up for?"
"No, it really doesn't. Look, the people outside, it's going to take them a little while to get here. What do you say the four of us just book it? You and I go our separate ways. If we meet again, we meet again, but I don't need to stick around for this shit."
"Unfortunately, Mr. Slaughter, I need you to get me out of this house."
"That's what I'm saying. Let's fucking go out the window. I don't care about the rest of these clowns. They can keep summoning shit that does that to people all they like. I don't want anything to do with it."
Oh, and Addy goes like, "Oh," and then he goes over and takes Jimmy's gun. Jimmy's got surrender with guns still in him. He's like, "Oh."
Yeah. And Jimmy just lets you have it. Like he is very much like the henchman in any supernatural thing. Just being like, "No, man."
Is this second floor window something that conceivably we could exit out of
without grievous injury? I mean, you would need to like hang down. Like, it's not like there's a roof directly beneath it. It's still going to be a tough drop. But if you don't want to fight the armed guards, you can try going out that way. Alternatively, like, Jimmy's pretty much said he's not going to give you any more grief. The motherfuckers coming up the stairs are a problem and the motherfuckers outside are a problem. It just depends on which problem you want to deal with.
Hmm. Well, then I think we should... I think we should go out the window.
Okay, Addy says, and he jumps out the window.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to Curse, Code, and Crown, a live play Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition podcast featuring a fully original world and campaign. Curse, Code, and Crown features our regular voiceover artists and improvisers, Laura Elizabeth as Princess Gwendolyn, Tyler Hewitt as Maka Deathcap, and Ryan LaPlante as Duncan Kindano, alongside our Dungeon Master, the incredible Tom McGee. So get ready for an adventure, including thrills, chills, and hope for a brighter tomorrow. It's time for Curse, Code, and Crown! Episodes are available now.
Recta, we're going. And she's going to point her gun at this slaughter guy. And just say, you go last, sir. Richter, go.
Yeah, right away. And I was like, I think in like diving under the bed, I just got covered in like floor gore and just like slip and slided my way in. And I just slip and slide my way out, just kind of like a seal, just like push myself up from under the bed, kind of scamper up, like maybe lose my balance, like real quickly, like whoop, like slip, and then I make my way over to the window. I look down. How's Addy doing?
Well, Ryan, why don't you roll me a, let's say, a dodge check, please.
Dodge? Okay. All right, I'm going to spend some luck to make it a success.
Hey! All right, so Addy is doing that awkward, like, standing up thing. Addy, I think we're going to say the fall probably dented your armor rather uncomfortably.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like ripping the chest plate off. But you don't take any damage because of the armor. So even though you passed, you normally take a bit of fall damage, but the armor kind of protected you.
Great. And then he'd gesture up as though he was going to catch Richter.
Like, yeah. I'm angry, man. I was going to say Richter would be like, Addy, would you kindly catch me? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, okay. Sling his shotgun, and then he's got both arms out as though he's expecting to catch a princess at the end, yes, of, like, a black and white movie.
Good. There's a good boy, just so, just like that, yes. And I'll gingerly crawl out the window and kind of try to drop into his arms.
Okay. Ryan, I think for you, we're just going to go with strength.
Okay. Oh man, Addy was born for this. That's a hard success. No, that's an extreme success.
Richter's like a leaf on the wind, man. You just, you know, he comes flying out, and yeah, you catch and cradle, man. It's good.
Okay, Grandpa, get your shotgun out now. Red, are you coming down?
I'm coming, Adrian. Stop shouting, and she's gonna.
That's why I was quiet.
She's just gonna kind of back towards the window with her gun trained on this guy and just say, if you come out after us and make so much as a motion to alert these guards to our presence, I will have no hesitation in blowing your face off. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then let's go. And she's gonna do the same thing as Richter.
Cool. Ryan, strength again, please.
Don't fail me now.
That is a hard success.
Yay.
All right. Yeah, Red, you land safely in the arms of Adrian Diesel. You can hear shouts coming rapidly closer because everyone was yelling for Red. Jimmy does not follow you out the window. But suddenly there's a sound of gunfire. Adrian, because you've been the one catching everyone, you are unfortunately a stationary target, so it's coming for you. Can you go ahead and roll me a dodge, please?
Yeah. That is a success.
Unfortunately, I got an extreme success. So, you're going to take 5 points of damage.
Okay, and I am going to simultaneously burn some luck because I am a tough guy. Mm. So if I spend 10 luck, I can shrug off 5 HP. So let's say it takes, like, it pings the whole armor off of his left arm. So it's just like the torso is gone. He's just one armored arm and just Addy in an uncomfortable shredded coat. Yeah, you're just awkwardly trying to
shake the back off. And
yeah,
like, it takes the bullet and you're like, okay, that's fine. Great. Okay. But they're still closing in. So much concern. Very wow. What do you do?
I mean, my instinct would just be run for it and run for the car. If they know where we are and if they see us, then I'd say run. If they didn't, then I would say do the whole, like, walk like you're supposed to be here.
I just got shot, so I think they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is dark. They have flashlights. You don't, but also flashlights are only, like, a medium advantage for them. So, yeah, if you want to start running, they do know roughly where you are, but...
I think Addy would probably take a pot shot if the other two took off and then go after them. Like, he's not going to stay here for, like, suicide purposes, but he's going to, you know, not return fire. Yeah, he's got to get red out.
So, Ryan, go ahead and roll. We'll do it sort of an exchange of fire situation. Great. Just to kind of cover your, like, walking back, firing. Mm-hmm.
Do you need me to roll as well?
Yes, please.
Dope. Oh man, that's a fail.
Oh, no. All right. Well, with a fail, then you will be hit yet again, I'm afraid, my good sir. And again,
do you need a dodge?
No. In this case, I'm purely going on a roll off. We could do dodge, but honestly, I just feel like for this situation, it kind of makes sense that it's like who rolls better, whoever rolls better wins the day.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
All right. So, and again, keeping in mind that this isn't like one person shooting, this is like a hail of bullets as you kind of back away firing. You are going to get hit for 11 points of damage.
Okie dokie. Addy is looking fucking ragged, is what I would say about my boy.
Are you out of shrug off? Is that just like a one-time...
No, I've still got 4 HP left if we're talking mechanics.
Well, no, I just mean in terms of is your tough guy thing a one-off?
I have to spend 10 luck to do it, and I only have 3 luck remaining. So,
oh, no.
Addy's going to join team, fucking book it.
Sure, that's fine.
His only goal was to give them a lead.
Yeah,
now he's after
this
them.
Was very much like Han Solo, like, firing twice and then running away screaming. Like, it's...
Yes.
That's fair. Okay, cool. The good news is, because you stayed and returned fire, they weren't able to advance on the team or the car. You're able to make it to the vehicle and start to fire it up. I assume who would be driving, given that Addy was...
I would.
Backing it up. Red? Okay, great.
Or if Red was firing it up, if it's possible, I feel like Addy would be the guy who, like, opens the driver's door and just sits down, and Red is now in the passenger seat to, like, shoot out the back so he can do the driving. Because I feel like between the two of them, it would be like, if there's a situation with a driver and a gunner, Red's always gunner.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so you gun the car up just as a couple of squad cars start to rip around the corner towards you, and it looks like they're going to try and block your exit. You can't go left. You can't go right. You sure shit can't go back. It's like the only way out is through the grounds. So Ryan, go ahead and give me a drive auto, and Claire and Richter, give me some sweet, sweet shoosting out the windows as you guys fucking Dukes of Hazzard through the mayor's lawn.
Sorry, what am I rolling for?
A success.
You're for shooting. Firearms.
Oh.
Awesome. It's a hard success for Addy as the driver. So I think these grounds actually remind him of his parents' grounds. And he used to drive, I cannot remember his farting yard man's name, but I feel like there was probably a golf cart and he would boot around it as a kid. So he's using his golf cart moves, only these are bigger hills and a more powerful car. So it kind of balances out.
Yep. Yeah, that tracks. And I think it's a truck, isn't it? Aren't you in like,
oh, yeah,
we're in like an army truck.
It's an army truck.
Yeah, he's trying to do those moves. He's just driving in a straight fucking line. Like, it's so goddamn heavy.
Yeah, it's just you being like...
Yeah.
And, like, the truck is just still driving a straight line because it's got too much weight on it.
Yeah, it can't fail.
Yeah, love it. All right.
Success for myself.
And a success for me.
Okay, amazing. So with your successes, you manage to keep the other cars at bay as you're just kind of like firing at the windows. You just crazy taxi your way across the lawn. You burst out of the front gate. Again, two squad cars like pull up, but you're driving a truck. So you just plow straight. And it's a military grade truck in like the 40s. So you just fucking plow through them. The cars go skittering off to either side. And because of the damage you did to them, they're not able to pursue. So to the sound of gunshots pinging off the back of the truck and ripping through the sort of covering, you haul ass away from the mayor's house. Having driven a little ways away, you have a moment to catch your breath, and more importantly, to decide what to do next. It would seem that you have two distinct locations you need to go to. And time is getting short. You're badly injured. Even though you've just come out of like a fairly dramatic scenario, I'm sure like Richter, like your house is pretty sacred, and the idea that people could be raiding it is concerning. Also, the Diesel estate is kind of one of your home bases, so the fact that that's under threat is also concerning.
Yeah, I think Addy looks normal, like is acting as though it's normal behind the wheel. His behavior hasn't changed. But when you look at him, you're like, oh, fuck. I thought he was pale before. He is pale now. Like, his outfit is just very blood-soaked that he's wearing as he, like, drives the truck.
Red is going to kind of put a hand on his arm and just say, like, Adrian, it's going to be okay. I promise.
Oh, good.
Which house is...
spooky back there with all the shooting into me.
Right, we need to get you fixed up. Which house is closest, Tom, to where we are?
They're both pretty far away, unfortunately. I would suggest that if you're eager to hit both locations, you may want to divide and conquer. It just depends on how safe you'd feel doing that.
Sorry, buddy.
I didn't mean to cut you off. One sec. Tyler, can you roll me an idea or an int, rather? You could all do this if you want. I just feel like that's his forte.
Extreme success.
Yeah, ooh, buddy.
A hard success.
And a success.
Holy shit. All right. Well, since it's aces all the way down... based on what you observed, it was recent, but not like the mayor's death was like recent, but not 1 second ago. It would be safe to assume that whatever did it is not, or whether it was something that possessed him or what have you. The odds of that thing being wherever you're going are low.
Especially
is what I would say from that.
Especially since it said that it had left us messages, so it's not like I'm going to leave you messages.
It's not like I'm waiting for you with a gun. Come here,
yeah.
Pistols at dawn. So again, like coming out of a high octane scenario, I feel like the natural inclination would be to stick together. But realistically, we're kind of stepping out of a hot action zone into more of an investigation zone. So up to you.
Okay.
But
Richter, I need to get these bullets. Are there bullets still in Adrian?
I think he got like winged a couple times, but no, it's not like he's like gut shot or anything. It's just he's lost some blood. He's pretty banged up.
Right. If you take Seville, I can do something, do what I can to patch up Addy here.
Right. Here Adrian, we're switching. And also we have two places to visit. So we either need to split up or we need to hit these very quickly. I don't want this creature causing any more damage in this town.
Okay, well, I'll hit as hard as I can. You can drive for a bit. That's reasonable. Stay away from garages.
And then he'll slide over so he can get patched up.
All right, so Richter, go ahead and roll a medicine check, please.
Could I talk you into a first aid?
Yeah, sorry, first aid. Absolutely. What, you don't want the naturally a 1% one?
Yeah, my medicine is 1, yeah.
So. Me too.
Success.
Nice. Great. Ryan, you can gain 4 HP.
Yay!
As Richter kind of bandages you up a bit. So Red, you're behind the wheel. You're driving the Mystery Puncher mobile, I guess it is now. It's your mystery machine, but real bad. What would you like to do?
I would like to drop Richter off at his shop, and then we're going to drive to Adrian's house. We're going to find out everything that we know as quickly as humanly possible, and then we're going to meet right back at your place, Richter. Does that sound amenable to everyone?
Yeah, there's a few things I could perhaps pick up and bring to my home.
Oh, that's what I totally meant.
Dropping him off at your home.
That's what I meant to say. But if you'd like me to, I can drop you off at both places.
My home's fine. I was just making that thing up. I was going to just make up stuff for me to collect from the shop.
Okay. Drop me off my house. I had a momentary panic of like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to get that item list out again.
I'll take it back, Richter. I'm going to drop you off at your house, and then Adrian and I are going to go to his house, and then we're going to meet back up.
Richter's like mid first aid. He's got like a torn like sleeve of Addie's like tuxedo jacket like in his mouth while he's like working with his hands. He's like, good.
Right, and I'm gonna gun it.
Amazing. And with that, the mystery punchers go off to collect their gifts.
This episode of the Mythos Mysteries features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Claire Blackwood at Claire Blackwood on Twitter, and Keeper Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode's sound was edited and mixed by Laura Hamstra. And the Mythos Mysteries show logo was created by Decapitated Marker at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme songs are Dark Alleys and Sentinel by Kai Engel. And our ads use the tracks No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, JAHZZAR. And all of their music is available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are dumdumdice. And on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. We have merchandise available at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. And most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. All hail the mythos.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, Charles Grams, Christopher Little, Sue One, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Orion Birchfield, Lord of Bradovic, Noel Lewis, Scott Garland, Anthony Griffin, Chet Awesome Laser, Jordan Neesmith, Benjamin V, Gavin and Abby McDonald, Taryn Hefner, Cade Peters, Richard Cranium, Christian Mendez, Anna Zed, Fire on Friendly, Logan, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not. It's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother.
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.